WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar, starting off with something by the Japan Droids. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Here we go. That was the Japan Droids with Adrenaline Night Chip off of a CD called Celebration Rock. 8:04, about 8:30 or so, give or take 5 minutes. We're going to have Smitty and Jim Melanson come in, talk about two brand new singles. I believe they'll be debuts, one by Little Billy Lost and one by Smitty and the Fez Tones. So that'll be exciting. Looking forward to that. In the meantime, we have a lot of local music, new local music. And I'm going to start it off with a new one by Brad Marino.
chubby girl, lacing up all the world, little roller chubby girl, waking up with the sun as she does, staring at the city down below, and the smoke of the day's first cigarette. Lacing up for the hurt that she knows. Skating half ain't easy for a girl on the dole. Racing past the busy people alone. And she blows, flying round in circles like that smoke. She's in.
That's the newest rocker from John Powhida, who has a solo release coming up. That particular song was called Knoxville. Danny the K with Roller Derby Girl. He also has an EP coming out, his first solo effort. And Brad Marino with Ramones and Stones. I'm going to do a public service announcement now. And normally I play them off the screen here. But I'm going to read one. It's kind of lengthy. It's about Poison Ivy. So I'm going to read this sucker. Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they're also the primary growing season for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with such just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish-green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub, or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice, leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaf plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy and stay away. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area, not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours, even several days, for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, like your face, or even more sensitive areas. A public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I don't know. I think I like just clicking a button and having a 30-second. But they're all the same. They've been the same service announcements for years. But enough of that. I don't like doing them in the first place. Here is another new single by the False Positives.
Behind him with a knife up to his throat.
All right, the guys are here, but I'm going to play a couple more and give them a minute to get their breath after climbing up all those stairs. We just played Huck 2 with Letter Home, new single by them. Highway 61, Black Magic, Muck in the Myers, new song, Cool Imposter, and The False Positives with Leaves a Mark. All kinds of new stuff tonight. This is a new one by Stupidity. I'll just play a couple, then we'll be back up with Jim Melanson and Smitty.
Fraser.
All right. That was Officer X. Before that was, I forget what I played. Huck 2? I already mentioned Huck 2, maybe, but whatever. Huck 2 was, the song was Letter Home, Huck 2 song. But I'm here with Jim Melanson and Smitty Smitty. How are we doing, guys?
We're doing all right.
Doing great. Doing great. We're here with you, Skyrock. Right. Are you
Sweet.
Kidding me?
Yeah. Jim, you're on the mend.
I'm back.
That's all we need to know.
I don't know if I'm on the mend, but I'm back.
That's all you need, right?
That's it.
So, I'm doing the best I can to have him, take it easy. But, you know, it's like he's a full grown man.
Yeah.
I can't tell him anything.
He's a grown ass man. He's going to do what he wants.
There you go.
So
I told him if he doesn't take
care
of
himself.
I'm not
a mama's boy. I'm a Smitty's boy.
There you go. I'll put him in the hospital twice if he doesn't take care of himself. He can go in for all his regular stuff, but, you know, just be cool.
I can now refer to you as co-DJ Smitty.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
What a crazy
experience.
Thing. I mean, I'm terrible at it. I mean, other
no,
than
you're
press,
all right. You're good.
I'm all right, yeah.
You're good.
You know, it's just, that board gives me all kinds of headaches. Rivendell, forget it. Thank goodness.
There's no need of it.
Well,
no need to use that.
I read the PSAs. I'm not, you know, I forgot to, you know, go plug that in, but... Thank God Andrew Wilson has more or less agreed to be my tech over my shoulder. And every once in a while, he will have to dive at the board to, like, turn something off or turn something on. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm not there yet. Not even close.
But you had fun with it.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm
a talker. It's a natural progression for a musician to have a... You know what? Sal Baglio has a show now. I don't know
if on MFO?
No. On, I forget what it is. But it's funny because he was on my show a couple times too, and I said, "Do you ever think about getting a show?" And he was like, "I don't know." And like a month later, he had a show on I forget where it is. I should have. I don't think it's like it's not.
He knew he was faking you out. He knew.
He might have. He had it in the works already.
Too good.
Yeah, it's not a college station, but whatever. How did you two guys meet? I'm going way back.
Way back.
Well, when Fire King used to do shows with Pop Gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And,
it all ties together.
What was our first show, though? Was it the church? Might have been the church. And were we at 2010 at that point? 9, 7, 11, 12?
Could have been 12.
12-ish. Okay.
13.
Very good. All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Church, the place near Fenway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has since shut down.
Yep, yeah. Since then, yeah.
Yeah. That was a fun room. Just no parking like everybody
Yeah.
Else.
Yeah.
I used to live in that area. That was like, it was weird going back there to play. Yeah. I lived right in an apartment building right there. And
where did you live? I lived on Peterborough Street, 109 Peterborough Street. Apartment 1 was my...
What is the one?
Way back in the day.
Well, it was right
Jumpin'
next,
Jack Flash,
right.
McNasty's.
It was right next door to the Mass Tire, like right across the street. From the Mass Tire building.
Oh, okay, sure.
And so, I mean, it made it. That's where
by the old piano
rehearsed.
Factory,
yes,
yeah,
right there. And
yeah.
So, all I had to do was cross the street, and it was kind of funny because my girlfriend at the time was really mad at me because she had a job in downtown Boston, and I got an apartment for us that was across the street from my rehearsal spot. She's like, "All you do is think about yourself." Well, in this particular case,
yeah,
guilty.
You have to carry drums, honey.
Yeah.
So you didn't even know this. You live right there. You live
right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
That's funny.
And then, move forward. And then James started putting stuff together with Fred. And he's like, you know, Smitty. And everyone got used to be playing in like 2, 3, 5, 20 bands. And I had just gone into the recording studio with James. He definitely played a lot, if not most, or all the guitar on the first release, Just a Modern Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I'm putting this thing together with Fred. You want to be our drummer? I'm like, Fred Pinot from the Atlantics? Are you
kidding
me?
Wait a minute. No. That was a little different because we were going to do something, I thought, with Andrew Browning and Cocktail Mermaids.
Yeah.
And then you called me one day after Fred had called me, but Fred had already spoken to you, and we were confused.
Oh.
We thought we were talking about Cocktail Mermaids, but it was really about Fred and stuff. And then that's kind of how it all fell into place.
But it was great because I went out to my first rehearsal. And they gave me some. Actually, there were no songs. It was a go see.
Yeah.
And I showed up, and James has this, very nice rehearsal kit in the barn, the rehearsal space
out in suburbia.
And we just literally, Tailpike Drag, Made in the USA, and there was a third one. We just came together like pop, pop, pop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then I come home, you know, hour drive from Haverhill down to Milton, and my better half, Lucia, said, "How did it go?" And I go, "That was like probably one of the best, greatest first, you know, go sees. We wrote three songs.
It was Baltimore Train.
Baltimore Train.
Yeah. Oh, it was like songs, bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang. And it's just like, I'm in.
Did Baltimore Train see the light of day?
It's on our first four-song demo.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
We recorded that with Mr. Minahan.
And Patrick was right on board. Patrick Moynihan.
Pat came in after the first guy, Desi. Thankfully so. We wish it had, happened sooner.
Pat was coming to see us play shows at the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, anybody who plays in the Boston music scene knows that Pat is just like killer bass player.
Yeah,
yeah, he's super dedicated, super
cool. Just that great guy and the whole deal. So when an opportunity came up, I mean, he just started his gig at the post office and he wanted to play it cool. And he's great friends with Fred. And after some time, he's like, you know, Fred, I think I've kind of, got my,
you want to get back into it.
Yeah.
And Fred's like, well, for the record, we would love to have you. And he's like, okay. Yeah. So it just worked out.
Yeah.
It's worked out. And and Pat is, the whole band is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I love playing.
It's a powerhouse of a band, And you get a new single that we're going to play here.
There you go.
Segue right into that.
So then I got to say, so it's a brand new single. It's going to come out. It'll be our second release with Code 213 Records. And basically, I mean, anything could change. I think they're looking at putting it out in mid-July.
Yeah.
So we're teasing it out. It's not
available
yet.
Song of the summer.
It is the song of the summer.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of how it came out.
We're
going to
make Boston proud with this one, I hope.
I've obviously listened to it, and I like it a lot. And I'm gonna play another song with dance involved in the title as well.
Ooh.
That's my teaser.
There you go.
All right.
Probably figure that out, but where the hell is it? All right, this is a new, first time heard, right?
First time.
Are we going with Little Billy or are we going with Smitty? I forget.
I think we were going to start with Little Billy first.
That's right, because I said dance.
You did.
Let me just play the music.
There you go.
New song.
She's on the beach, dancing with her friends, a glass. devil, you know. You can't let go.
Make sure I shut things off there. That was Speed Fossil with You Got a Lot of Nerve, and coupled by Little Billy Lost, Dance Angelina Dance, which was the one we snuck in, and Dancing with the Devil You
Don't
Know.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. It's no not officially knows. Released. It's yeah. a teaser.
Yeah.
You got teased.
And there's a show. There's a show with these bands.
So, yeah. So, you know, one of the aside that from the fact that we love seeing you, any chance we get.
Pleasure's mine, guys.
Yeah, well, we've got two shows coming up. The first one is this Friday at the Square Root, and it's going to kick off with Speed Fossil, followed by Little Billy Lost, and then another band who I don't have a lot of information on, but I've read a lot of good things. They're called Norris the Terrible.
Are they from around here?
I want to say no.
I don't know.
I think they might be a New York band, but I don't know.
Oh, it'll cool.
Be a mystery. I don't know, Skybar.
But I'm sure if they're on this bill, they're good. And yeah. we know what you get with Little Billy Lost and Speed Fossil.
Yeah. There you go.
And this is the return. We've been we've been silent for a while because
WMFO.
Jim's health issues.
Yeah. I was gonna say,
you know, but whatever. We're back.
Well, it's
like it or not, here we are.
Oh, you guys are great. It's only 4 years, so it's easy to once you're all out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that hard getting everyone together.
We're all out of the hospital. We're like texting each other. Oh, I got to go. They're putting an IV in me.
Yeah.
I'm going under.
Once you're out and about, it's easy to get you four guys together, I'd imagine, because you all love to play so much. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be fun.
Friday, the Square Root. Really great place to see bands. Very comfortable.
It is. I like that room.
Yeah, it's a nice venue.
I would say since the pandemic, it's picked up even more. I mean, it is a real, just a lot of energy, great bands. This particular event was put together by Anklin Dan.
Yeah.
And he's going to be, you know, he does actually a lot of bookings around town. And
he probably got Norris.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Especially if they're out of New York, sure.
So if Dan knows them, Anklin Dan knows them, you know they got to be good.
8 p.m. start.
Yes, 8 p.m. start. From my notes here, $15. Don't ask to get on the guest list. Just pay it.
Thank you.
$15. That's not that whole lot nowadays.
There you go.
And do you want to talk about the Met show, or should we play the music first?
Let's play music, and then we'll move on to the Met.
Yeah.
Met's going to be big.
We
need room to talk about that one.
Yes, the Met. The Met is a doubleheader for you guys, but... So there's a new... We'll deal with this.
We'll get into the details. Let's play some music.
I'm going to play some tunes. I'm going to play a couple. I'm going to play something by the... Say the name of it, because I'll screw
it. The Bickersons.
The Bickersons.
Going to play their song. Going to play that song as well. Hey, Marilyn. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, Marilyn.
Here's Smitty and the Fez Tones.